Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We might have a raging debate here where a lot of people, Tone, are more impressed with Kevin Stefanski in his start with the Browns in 2020 than Kenny Atkinson in his start with the Cleveland Cavaliers here in 2024. A lot of votes going out there right now. We'll see how it goes. You and I are in lockstep, so maybe some people disagree with us. I don't know. And I might be taken in by the time of the year. The Browns are 2-7. It's a mess. We're talking about whether or not guys are going to hold on to their jobs.
It's because we needed this. We needed them to pick us up. The way the Guardian season ended, which is a great season, but then the Browns, we shifted. All right, can the Browns keep this going? And outside of the Baltimore game, they couldn't. So we're like, all right, Cavs, it's on to you. But it's the same old Cavs. It's the same starters. How are they going to be able to do it?
9-0.
Well, boom, they're 9-0. And looking, they're one of the most talked about teams in the league right now.
And one of the things that, Justin and I are friends. And I think you and Justin are friends, but I'm only going to speak for myself. Justin and I are friends. And we text each other, and I have to admit, I was actually bothered by something. And it's not, it's his opinion. I didn't take it personally. But when I asked him, you know, can we talk finals?
You have to. You get to the point. It's November. I mean, well, you talk finals. You talk finals now. When you're going to be able to talk finals?
And it just sounded to me, not in a condescending way by Justin, but in a way like, hey, are you just telling me we can talk finals while we can talk finals? Like we should take advantage of being able to talk about the finals until Boston figures their lives out and gets healthy. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying there? Should we be able to talk about this until? Well, I don't know if Joel Embiid's ever going to get healthy, so I really don't put I really don't put Philadelphia anywhere. But like, should we do that until the Knicks get their lives sorted out? Like, that's kind of the way I took it. And I'm going, guys, I want to talk finals and mean it. I want to talk like Boston is going to be good. I know that. Okay, let's talk Eastern Conference Finals and say, what does it take to get us over the hump of the Boston Celtics? I want to talk about it and mean it.
Well, it starts,
that's the next step already at 9-0.
I could try to lay out a case. It's a tough one because obviously Boston has the size. They have every position. They're almost, in a way, Boston is almost perfectly constructed, especially when Porzingis is back. My God, they don't even have Porzingis, and they're this good. They did lose last night, and it's their second loss. But they almost seem perfectly assembled. They've got guys, you shouldn't under the salary cap be able to put together a team that shoots this well, that defends this well, and that has this amount of ego.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have the ego that the other teams do that have superstars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people tried to drive a wedge between Tatum and Brown. I was one of them. But they showed they could figure it out. It didn't have to be one guy shining above the L. I mean, for Jason Tatum to not even win the MVP, it's almost a testament to how good Joe Mazzulla and that team is. But I'll tell you, with all that said, because I don't want to focus on Boston, I want to focus on us, that kind of feels like the Cavs right now. The Cavs don't have any ego. And it's easy to say that when you're 9-0.
Mm-hmm.
But do you see it? Look at Donovan Mitchell, for instance. When you are a superstar in this league and you're an all-NBA player and you're considered one of the best, and you were not on the Olympic team, so even though he was invited a year ago to be on the select team or whatever, so you could play his way to that, and he was a little burnt out. That did have to smart a little bit that he wasn't on the Olympic team and watching those guys win the gold medal. So you would think, all right, Donovan Mitchell's going to come back on the Vengeance Tour and show everybody how good he is. And he's like, no, this is a long season, and I need these guys to have the buy-in to work up their confidence and under a new coach to have a buy-in. I think Donovan deserves a ton of credit for that, because that's ego-less. And in a sport where the superstars are all enriched with enormous ego, we've got the star that doesn't seem to have any of it.
It takes a lot to trust. And I don't want to put more on JB Bickerstaff yet. I'm just spitballing here. You know, was it a lack of trust with teammates? Because maybe it was a lack of trust with Bickerstaff. You know, we've heard several things. Now, of course, that Donovan Mitchell will absolutely deny it, because that's what he does. He will categorically deny everything that is bandied about is rumored, and everything in the NBA is rumor. So I can't assign this to him. But, you know, was there a lack of trust with JB that caused for a lack of trust with everybody else? Or, you know what, it might just be November, and you're able to share the basketball in November because a lot of teams are going to go figure it out in the first couple of months of the season.
And you're taking advantage of that,
and
though,
you can take advantage of that.
Which is great, which is what they should do. And I know their strength of schedule is bottom four in the league right now. The teams that they have beaten so far, 22-49. So... But you know what? It's in the NBA where you just have a bad shooting night, or the other team has a great shooting night.
Yeah.
Do you see what the Pelicans shot last night? I know they were missing three starters. Do you know what the Pelicans shot last night? They shot 48%. Actually, you could round up 49%. And you won. And you won on the road. And you did that when you're 9-0 and could have easily overlooked the opponent when they weren't playing Herb Jones or C.J. McCollum or Trey Murphy. Like, those guys were out. That could have been a sleepwalk game. And they kind of did defensively at the start. And then they turned it on in the third quarter. They outscored them by like 12 points, and they coasted from there. That's how good this team is.
So I'll put it like this for me, just personally, and then we'll move on to this other bit of audio here when it comes to the Browns, because we've got Mary Kay coming up at 8:20. I want to talk finals. I'm not going to do it yet. Because I don't want to... I don't want to have any conversation about the Cavs that is awkward, forced conversation. It's very, very, very hard to get into Cavs stuff when they're 9-0 because they're doing everything perfectly. So it's very hard. Like, I think some people in town have forced, well, Darius Garland does this and that. No, he doesn't. He's done very well to start off this season. Donovan Mitchell, nope. Donovan Mitchell has shared the basketball. Evan Mobley is growing. I like what Justin had to say.
Want
to
teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
About that, I'm going to save the finals until I actually can save the finals and see that path, because I got to see them against Boston, but I can't hurry up the schedule. They can only beat up who's in front of them.
Golden State one is now looking very interesting.
Yes, it is. Even though it's a West Coast team, it very much is.
And if you're a listener of this show, you have the opportunity to go to that game.
8:40. I got very mad at Anthony earlier during a break. I think he's letting someone off the hook. Daryl Ryder asked about Paul DiPodesta's role in the future, and Andrew Berry yesterday gave one of the all-time non-answers I've ever heard.
As you strategize to figure out a way to fix this, whether it's the roster, whether it's the salary cap, where does Paul DePodesta fit in this process? A lot of people still have questions about like what he does and the amount of weight he carries behind the scenes.
Yeah, I think you've heard me say before, Paul's an incredible thought partner. He has great executive experience across multiple sports. He's very smart, very empirical. He's a very valuable member of the organization.
Again, there's nothing there that's said that tells me what he does. You could be a good thought partner. You could be very empirical in everything you look at. I got agitated listening to that answer, and then I got more agitated over your opinion or lack thereof over that answer. Because tell everybody what you said, because I think I'm going to get in a lather here.
I was going by what I heard. Body language and actual words from Jimmy Haslam when he was asked, I think it was down at the Greenbrier, about the state of affairs with the organization. And he announced the extensions to both Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. And the follow-up was, well, what about DePodesta? And he said, no. And he started talking about kind of a role shifting within the organization. I already think that Paul DePodesta is either on his way out of the organization or just in a completely different role that is going to have nothing to do with actual draft picks or any of that.
What role would he have then?
Help them out business-wise. When they talk about him as a very smart business guy, I mean, that's not coded language. That's flat out. He's going to help us make money. And the Browns are obviously looking coming up to do that with a
job,
new dome.
His job is, that's what Dave Jenkins does. Dave Jenkins is a good businessman.
Never have too many of them.
They
right?
made a whole movie about Paul DePodesta. Yeah. Paul DePodesta didn't do anything about like, hey, let's get a new stadium here in Oakland. No, it was all about baseball players. Like he's supposed to be a sports guy, sports analytics guy. And I feel when you say that, it's like, okay, I can't yell at DePodesta now?
You can yell at him because the damage has already been done. I just don't think he's going to have anything to do with the Browns and their big-time decision-making for the next quarterback, the drafts. I think you're going to see more and more. I think over the next few months, you're gonna find out exactly what I'm talking about. I'll just leave it at that. But you can get mad at him,
leave
sure.
it at that.
Yeah, you can.
Do you know something I don't know?
It sounds like you know something.
Yeah, what do you know?
I think it's pretty clear that he is being phased out anyway in all of this. So yeah, get mad at him, but I'm focused on
you're damn right.
the guys that I think are going to have something to do with this turnaround or their exits are going to lead to something to do with the turnaround, and that is Berry and Stefanski. But yeah,
so you don't hold his feet to the fire over any of this mess, even though he's brought in as an idea of football man. He's a chief strategy officer, so I guess that could be a strategy of everything.
Well,
that could be a strategy of stadiums and such, but I mean, my God. Yeah, this is what this guy's supposed to be known for, is across sports, being able to find the finest athletes that you can find or whatever they sell you on. And I feel like I'm getting the wind taken out of any sails because, I mean, this is a guy, I ain't going to lie, this is a guy who I've wondered what the hell he has to do with this organization for a decade now.
Well, I do think he's had a huge role in the past. There's no doubt. And I don't know if it's a combination of he's gotten bored with that role or the Haslams have found him to be more useful in other realms of the organization. Because as we know, me and you, we talk about football. We don't talk about how can the Haslams make more than they made last year? How can their vendor contracts, how can they increase their partnerships, you know, with their signage in the stadium that they make money off of? How can they get their mixed use and realty stuff? Like that stuff we don't talk about on the radio because it doesn't matter to us. But for the Haslams, that might matter way more than the wins and losses.
It's just, well, they're owners of a professional franchise. But I'm not going to be stupid.
But fans don't talk like that. Fans only talk wins and losses with us. They don't care if the Haslams are making money.
So what you're telling me?
Well, the Haslams care first and foremost if they're making money.
So what you're telling me is that he tried his hand with personnel with the organization and that's gone belly up. And so now he's going to try his hands with the other side of the organization and that's going to somehow help?
Well, hell, I just don't think it'll matter. I don't think that side of the organization matters to wins and losses and the product they're putting on the field, and more importantly, how they get out of this.
I mean, I'm all down for surrounding myself with smart people, but there's plenty of smart people out there that are full of it. And so far, I wish I could tell you he's full of it, but I still don't know exactly what he does here.
Yeah, but it's funny. This dates back. I know we got to go. I read a piece. I was like, let's check in on Alex Shiner. Let's see what Alex Shiner is doing these days. And I saw a piece. Hold on. I'm just making a point. If you want to go to break, we'll just go to break. We don't have to throw a fit about it.
I'm not. That wasn't me.
Okay. Sorry. We go to break. I'll finish the story at another time.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.